WHSS, we've got you loud and clear. Yes, WH6PN, NA1SS, we've got you loud and clear. First of all, welcome aboard International Space Station. It's great to talk to you guys. I'm really glad to be able to talk to you today. And Joey, thanks for the question. We work similarly on the space station as we do anywhere else, but you can take advantage of zero gravity here and float in any orientation or position, so that's really helpful. For spacewalking, we also have special tools we can use to hold us in place and to tether other equipment. For exercise, it's really important up here because otherwise we lose our muscle mass very quickly. We have a treadmill, we have a couple of stationary bicycles, and we have sort of a cable machine which we can use for weightlifting. We have an internet phone basically up here, so we can call it. So the main thing is just having the time to get and be able to take a phone I'm not much of an artist in that sense, but I like photography, and one of the great hobbies up here is taking pictures of the Earth, so we really get into that. So today, in fact, we've taken some amazing pictures of Antarctica where we could see the ice breaking up and see the formation of icebergs, so photography is a great hobby up here. Actually, I think the coolest part is to be able to share this experience to be in a position where we can bring that enthusiasm to the surface to people. It's really a great feeling. Today has been a great day. Actually, today is a bit of a day off, and that means we have some time for some personal projects and some relaxation. You bet. For sure. It'd be great to do that. I'd be happy. It'd be my honor to do that. Oh, we got some free time off. Housekeeping tasks, basically cleaning things. But one thing we do on the weekends is science. We call it Saturday Science, and it's a great opportunity to get more science done. And we also get together and we watch the movies. We're going to do that tonight. Occasionally, I play some music with a guitar up here. Play some music and watch some movies, pop another song. But also we're playing some games of chess against all the different control centers, so that's been a lot of fun. Actually, it's much more than I thought it would be. When we're not flying in space, we spend most of our time supporting other missions, and that involves a lot of work with other countries and space programs around the world. So it's been great, the opportunity to travel and meet other people and cultures. You know, also, it's just in this job, we get to be learning all the time, new things all the time, and that's a really great thing about this job is that opportunity. It's like we're in school all the time. Actually, have not done that. I'm hoping to. I'm still hoping for an opportunity before this mission is over, but imagine it'd be really amazing, and can't wait for a chance to do that. Actually, only for the first few days. Your body is, human body is amazingly adaptable. Within a few hours, you start to feel better, and within a couple of days, you feel perfectly normal. I mean, it feels great to be up here. Actually, the adaptation going back to gravity is probably going to be a lot harder. That takes many weeks. No, it sure doesn't. What we have is the phone connection. Using the satellites, the tracking data relay satellites. We use those to send phone signals, also video. The ground can inside the space station. And through these satellites, we can basically have phone calls wherever we want to call. The fishing up here is wonderful. Love swimming. You're floating the whole time. You're never uncomfortable. You don't get twisted up. Play racquetball and other racquet sports and play hockey. Yeah, the food up here is great, actually. There's a great selection. We've come a very long way since the early spaceflight days. Most of it is dehydrated or freeze-dried, kind of like, you know, camping food you would take on a backpacking trip. But there's a lot of variety, and it's really good. I would love to go. It's always been a dream of mine. trying to go to Mars. But I think it's going to be another 20 years or so before that'll happen, and so maybe